We have problems of our own here on Firma Terra here, including the shortage of veterinarians here in British Columbia. The Canadian Veterinary Medical Association sounding the alarm on this. They say veterinarians are burned out, stressed out. There is a mental health crisis in this profession. And a lot of focus on this one this week after a video appeared on YouTube. Have a listen to this now. This is Dr. M. She's a BC veterinarian. She runs a YouTube channel called the Vet Med Corner. And here she is sounding the alarm on mental health concerns for veterinarians. Have a listen to this.
My profession is hurting and it's in trouble. We need things to change to reduce some of the stressors that are so immense for the people in the vet med world.
Veterinarians in the province, people calling for more training of veterinarians in BC to make up for that shortage. Let's discuss now with my guest, Dr. Rob Ashburner. He's the owner of West King Edward Animal Clinic. He's been a vet for over 30 years. He's a director of the Society of BC Veterinarians. And I'm very pleased to welcome him to the show. Dr. Ashburner, thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, when we take a look at this shortage of veterinarians, it seems quite severe in British Columbia. Like, I was looking at one report from the Advanced Education Ministry that indicated, like, there are hundreds of veterinarians short here in BC. How bad is it out there right now?
Well, you're right. The report that the Advanced Education had commissioned was done in 2019. And at that time, they said we were 100 veterinarians short. That was before COVID, when many, many people who weren't pet owners got pets. And so now we're 2021, and we have the 100 there, plus an additional 100 per year, we're thinking, in shortages.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the impact that's having on the front lines for people in this profession. Like, we just played a bit of that clip from that YouTube video that's getting a lot of attention this week. Very emotional and powerful, talking about how veterinarians are burned out, stressed out. She also talks about, she knows some veterinarians who've even committed suicide, which is tragic. Could you talk a little bit about that? Like, what are veterinarians experiencing right now?
Well, I think all veterinarians in the province are busier than they can handle. For example, in our clinic here, I've been practicing over 30 years. This is the first time over this last couple of years where we can't see people the same day. In fact, now we're booking usually a week to 2 weeks out as far as seeing people, which is okay for routine procedures. But when somebody phones you with an emergency, an animal's sick, it's very, very hard to accommodate that. And that leads to stress from the veterinarians who want to help, but also the owners who want their animals looked after right away.
Yeah, and has that been exacerbated at all during the pandemic? Because we hear lots of reports how people who were stuck at home during the pandemic, isolating, a lot of people got new dogs, they got new cats, they got new pets to help them through. Is that creating more strains and demands on services for veterinarians in BC?
Yes, it is. No, it's the COVID sort of took an already bad problem and made it really a lot worse.
Right, and what's it like on a day-to-day basis for veterinarians right now? I mean, when you've got people or they're trying to get help for their animals, I'm sure you have customers and patients that are sometimes tough to deal with.
Well, I mean, yes, we do have patients or customers who are tough to deal with, but most people are really good, and all veterinarians, I think, in the province try to accommodate people as best they can. But where the stress comes in is there are times when people just can't be accommodated. You know, we hear that, people will go to the emergency clinics and there'll be a, 5 or 6 hour wait to have their pet looked after in an emergency. Same thing here. If somebody calls and everyone's busy, we're in surgery and an animal's bleeding, we're not able to deal with it. We have to send them elsewhere. That creates a stress on not only the owners, but also the clinics, because, we're a helping profession and we want to help.
Speaking of Dr. Rob Ashburner, the Society of BC Veterinarians, about the shortage of vets in BC, veterinarians reporting that they're stressed out, burned out on the job. We're not training enough veterinarians, right? I mean, I was just looking at some of the numbers, and is it the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in Saskatoon Is that where BC veterinarians are trained typically?
Yes. Yes, yeah. The training of veterinarians in Canada is very regional. All veterinarians are all people in BC who want to become veterinarians, paid for by the Department of Advanced Education, have to go to Saskatoon. It's the only, there's five vet schools in Canada, but that's the one designated for British Columbia. British Columbia, with a population of 5 million, presently trains 20 veterinarians. Saskatoon, with a population of 1 million, trains 20. And Alberta, with about the same population as Saskatchewan, trains 50.
What? Oh, okay, well, that math is bizarre. So why are we only training 20 BC vets a year?
Well, the Department of Advanced Education, in their wisdom, feels that's adequate. They feel that veterinarians will come from other areas, other veterinary schools in Canada, to meet the need. And to a certain extent, that does occur, but it doesn't fully meet our needs.
Yeah, we need to train more, right, would you say?
I would say we do. More veterinarians and also more veterinary technicians. Veterinary technicians are in short supply as well.
Right, and I'm sure there are no lack of people who want to be veterinarians. I mean, I remember I had a friend who her dream was to be a veterinarian, and she did become one. But man, it was tough to get into veterinary school. She had to have top marks to get in.
Right. Yes. Well, in Saskatoon, there are 20 people accepted from British Columbia. About 140 apply, and I would tell you, 100 of those people are well qualified.
Right. Okay. So you need, what is the position now of the Society of BC Veterinarians on this? Are you calling on the government to fund more placements to train more veterinarians in the province?
Yes. What happened is Alberta started their own veterinary school and took their 20 students out of Saskatoon. And so it gave lots of room for 20 people to come from BC. That was 2 years ago, and advanced education is still not moving up to do that, to train more people.
All right, thanks for coming on today to talk about it. It's an important issue. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me.
Okay, Dr. Rob Ashburner there, the Society of BC Veterinarians. They're sounding the alarm. They say veterinarians burned out, stressed out on the job, experiencing mental health challenges. There's a severe shortage of veterinarians in the province. This is something that the opposition Liberals have been calling on the BC government to address for some time now. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I'll speak to a BC critic on this file, Liberal MLA Ian Payton. He's coming up next. Phone me on the open line in this one, too, if you've experienced any trouble getting in to see a veterinarian with some of the demands out there. Phone me and tell me what it's like. 604-280-9898 is the number. 604-280-9898. *9898. Toll free on your cell. This is Mike Smith. More after this. About the shortage of veterinarians in British Columbia. You heard my conversation there with Dr. Rob Ashburner, Society of BC Veterinarians. Veterinarians are burned out, stressed out, experiencing mental health challenges. We're not training enough veterinarians, part of the problem. Severe shortage. My guest is Ian Payton, BC Liberal MLA Delta South. Very pleased to welcome him back. Ian, thank you for coming on.
Thanks. Good morning, Mike.
I know this is an issue you've been following up for a long time. What is your analysis of the situation right now?
Well, it's pretty much like your past guests that you've had on that are veterinarians. Of course, you know that my brother is a veterinarian for large animals and horses. And so we talk almost on a weekly basis about the issues with veterinarian shortages in British Columbia. Corey Van Haft is also the executive director. I chatted with her this morning from the BC Association of Veterinarians. And it's in dire straits right now with burnout from people, and think about it, people that take, you know, pets are one of the most important things in your household nowadays, especially with COVID and people acquiring pets for comfort, elderly people, and it's just very, very sad when pets get sick and they just can't get in to get looked at by veterinarians and ultimately end up dying, and it's a pretty sad time for people in BC without enough veterinarians.
And really severe, it sounds like, mental impacts on veterinarians themselves. There was a study that was put out by the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association that found that there was a higher than normal suicide rate among veterinarians, which is really troubling, disturbing statistic. I mean, that's how bad it is, would you say?
Well, very disturbing. And I mean, people you wouldn't think of veterinarians and suicide, but I can tell you from personal experience. I mean, as a former, you know, for many years I was a dairy farmer, and we have sick animals. People don't understand that, you know, veterinarians aren't just about cats and dogs. They're about cattle and horses things up in the Cariboo and the ranching industry and whatnot. So we need veterinarians all over this province to attend to animals that are sick or animals that need surgery. Yeah. And right now it's ridiculous. Like, we have written letter after letter to the Ministry of Advanced Education with the NDP saying, look, you've got the money to fund another 20 seats so we can get 40 veterinarians graduated a year out of Saskatoon instead of only 20. So why won't you put up the money to do that?
Yeah, I mean, that just seems to make a lot of sense. Like, training 20 vets a year in a province of this size and with the shortage right now, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Let's squeeze a couple of calls in here while we can. Susanna on the line, calling from the BC Interior. Hi.
Hey, yeah, we've got a counter ranch out in the interior of BC here, and we've definitely felt the pinch with the vets being overworked and just lack of, especially livestock vets. Like, normally when we spay our heifers, we make the phone call in February to book in April. I phoned this year to book in February, and it was end of May before they were able to see us. I had a horse get his foot injured, and it was a month before they could see us. Wow. Thankfully the horse was okay, you know, but it's just they're tired, and especially with the fires and the evacuations, there was a lot more injured animals and injured livestock and stressed, and everybody's just stressed and tired. We do need especially more livestock vets. You know, the ones we have are incredible, right, but they're overworked.
Susanna, thank you for calling in. Ian Payton, I'm sure that's a familiar story to you.
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, urban veterinarians, you know, fortunately may live, you know, 10 minutes from their office, so they go to their clinic to do their work each day. But rural veterinarians that are looking after cattle and horses in the interior and ranches in BC, sometimes, you know, they got to do a call. They got to get in their pickup truck and drive for an hour and a half to get to the ranch. So it's very, very time consuming trying to fit in as so many calls per day as a rural veterinarian in the rural parts of BC.
Yeah. Let's squeeze another call in here. Chris on the line in New West. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just find it completely silly that we're only training 20 vets. I just had my husky attacked a week ago, but it was a week to get her in for emergency surgery. So I ended up having to take her to emergency to have her looked at. I can't wait a week after you know, she's been attacked.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, I was amazed, Ian, when I was speaking to Dr. Ashburner earlier, when he mentioned that we're training 20 BC vets a year with a population of 5 million. And in Saskatchewan, they're training the same number a year in Saskatchewan, 20 vets, and they've got like 1 million population.
I know. Your past guest gave us that statistic, and I couldn't believe it. Like, that's totally unfair based on the population. And you know, if Mike, all you have to do is just go for a walk in the park or walk anywhere these days and see how many people have got dogs on leashes and whatnot. It's become a very popular thing to have pets, but we just don't have enough veterinarians to look after them.
Okay, 30 seconds here. So you're calling on the government. What, is this a money issue? They need to put the money on the table to fund more of these spaces?
Absolutely. The opportunity is there now for the university. The Western College of Veterinary has said, look, we've got an extra 20 seats that we will provide to British Columbia for students if the BC NDP government will fund those extra 20 seats so we can get 40 veterinarians coming out a year instead of 20. They're talking about needing 500 more veterinarians in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on today.
You're very welcome, Mike. Thank you. I
appreciate it. Liberal MLA Ian Payton there. Phone me on the buzz line in that one today. Leave me a voicemail. Let me know what you think. We may play it later on the show. 604-331-BUZZ is the number. 604-331-2899. When we come back, we'll talk about another severe labor shortage in BC. That's in the BC wine